Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons. We both use the he/him pronouns. Vons is our free little fox folk alchemist buddy. He is just so happy that the lightning finally worked.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she and they pronouns. And Jesse is just, like, honestly still pretty worried about Wealthy. Because if she's in the forest now, that's not where we left her. Oh, no. Oh, no. What did I do?
I missed the joke.
I don't think there was one. I think Kelly just had, like, a fucking kernel panic or something and crashed.
Okay, Kelly, I'm going to need you to hold down the power button for 4 seconds.
I don't know. It's just, there was something about what Erin said. I don't know what it was. Okay. Excuse me. Hi, I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy is fascinated by this world, but she's really not interested in learning how to change a tire. There ought to be somebody who can do that for her.
And I'm Wit. Okay. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic. Both use he, him pronouns. And Grix is exhausted. It's been a day.
Yeah. Or like, wow.
It's been a day. 7 p.m.
Grix has had the early bird special and it's ready for bed.
or it's been a good 3 weeks. It kind of depends on whether you're listening or playing.
If you're a listener, you should review us on our podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure, yes. So, we were fighting the swamp monster in the swamp, and Grix had cast an illusionary Aegis, because Aegis fucked off into a different dimension.
Oh, Aegis is a genie we met.
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
That is important and good to remember because I have also forgotten several times in this battle.
Oh, sure. So the swamp monster, the swamp monster was fighting illusionary Aegis for a while the rest of us just kind of hung out outside of combat for it to be time for Vons to cast the lightning spell again.
Never did get through all 50 of those rounds.
I mean, we did just outside of combat time.
And yet I still feel incomplete.
Well, maybe there's... you need to try it again.
We're going to leave you to just cope with that one on your own, buddy.
There's 4 trees out there that are messed up.
So we did ultimately manage to have Vons cast the lightning again. The swamp monster died. And then everyone in the swamp went back to Aegis's urn. Because we figured that's where Aegis would go when he got back from wherever he was. Now, in the place that we had put Wealthy, Wealthy was on a road trip with Frymie through Northern California. She ate the best meal of her life, which was a diner breakfast. We were all very excited for her, genuinely, because, you know, I could just see the Ghibli food. Just spread across an entire tabletop.
Unnaturally yellow eggs.
You keep saying about unnaturally yellow eggs.
Oh, it's true.
Eggs. Okay.
Thanks, man. You guys are making me feel like I missed something in my own narration about this event.
They talked about interplanar travel and the nature of the world. And honestly, I love it when Wealthy and Frymeath talk. Genuinely, I love it. That made me very happy that they could just have conversations. Late that night, the tire blew out in the mountains in the forest, and Wealthy held the torch for Frymeath to fix the flat. Meanwhile, back at Aegis's urn, Grix did a locate humanoid spell on Wealthy, and he saw her in the forest. Wealthy, at that moment, didn't see or hear anything bad, and we are all assuming that something terrible is about to happen.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. That's it. That's all that happened.
Are there, like, monsters in modern world? Modern world? Fantasy world? Like, you just...
They're probably grizzly bears.
Well, yeah, but are there like, I mean, because there's dragons and stuff, because like shields
so
around,
we
right?
We visited that area during our second Halloween episode. Everybody go back and listen to that right now. We'll wait.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. And there were like spooky things in the woods there.
Huh? Yeah. I say, maybe you'll find out.
Fair enough.
But first, Vons, Grix, and Jesse.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know you were all planning on sleeping overnight.
Yes.
Camping out.
I was going to take first watch, basically.
Okay. So what's the watch order?
Jesse.
So, Jesse.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We're just hand waving it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, and also like,
continuous sleep.
You know, we have plenty of, I would say we probably have plenty of time to just chill.
Yeah, this won't matter until some venom monster lures us away from the group in the middle of the night.
Remind me, overnight healing, is that a thing at all?
No.
If you heal
no.
1 HP.
1 HP, that's it. That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you heal oh, 1 HP so adding that if HP. You got to like rest properly.
You can heal 2 HP a day if someone takes care of you.
Oh.
And you don't do anything.
Oh, so if we're like cuddling?
Do we get to rest properly?
You do get to rest properly. My big question actually is, I know you guys went back to the urn. Are you going to sleep in the urn room, or are you going to go back to the village and use one of the buildings there?
No, there's a creepy thing in the gold in the urn room.
That's true.
Maybe he just wants to hang out. You don't know.
On somebody's face, maybe.
Well, Aegis said that it was like an inanimate object. I mean, I don't think Aegis was as specific about what it was. Aegis definitely said it was like something.
Not creepy.
Someday I'll get players to go and touch the scary thing. Oh, wait, that's
it's definitely not Jesse. Yeah.
You're going to want some players who are better at yes and than no and.
I believe in all of you. But all right, so probably not the urn room. The two obvious places to sleep in the village itself are basically the witch's hut and the gathering longhouse thing.
I say we go back to the longhouse because we
that's already, where we camped, right?
That's where we already had camped,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. You guys go back there. You bed down for the night.
And I get to heal 1 HP?
You get to heal 1 HP.
Woo!
Well, first, can all three of you roll a D10 for me and just tell me what you get?
Yeah, I guess. I got a 7.
Oh, so did I.
Come on. Come on, Jackpot.
Google's not loading. Google's not loading.
No.
5.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. Sorry. I fucked up.
You don't get all 7, so you don't heal 2 HP instead of 1.
But, oh, that was the jackpot?
Yeah, that triggers the slots.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All the coins fall out of the slot, and then we eat them and get HP.
We don't trust coins here. They're full of creatures.
As I'm sitting here being like, has that happened to you guys? Did I forget a cursed coin
pile? No, in the treasure pile.
You just know it's an object. You don't know if it's a coin or not. It was behind a pile of coins.
Yeah, that's what Adam is saying.
It's among the coins.
Yeah, we don't know. It's a coin. It's the coins.
Well, we could walk around this one pile of things, look behind it, see if there's other things.
I mean, that's too logical.
I know.
Aw, sorry, buddy.
Too bad nobody else has impulse control issues.
Not yet. Give me time.
Well, so Vons does have some impulse control issues. It's just most of his impulses are revulsion.
Well, I was talking about players, fear. not characters.
Paranoia. Paranoia is an impulse, right?
Sure.
It's impulsive paranoia.
Kind of with Aaron on the air. Anyway, so, okay, you guys go. You crash overnight. You have a perfectly pleasant evening of wondering if you'll ever see your friend ever again. Also, there's a feather ball, and it's very cute. And it just kind of hangs out with whoever's awake at the time. It's morning. Congratulations. Vons.
Ma.
You remember on the, you know, a reminder post-it inside your head that the witch's hut has a full kitchen that can be used as an alchemy lab, should you wish to brew potions this morning and restock.
Oh, yeah, he was probably tinkering in that on his shift.
It's in a different building, so that wouldn't be advisable.
Oh, that would not be advisable. No. What was in the building during his shift?
Just a cooking pot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit. He was probably driven out of his mind with boredom.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what being on watch is, if you're lucky, yep. Is being bored.
Yeah. Oh my god, the
you
poor little
want
boy.
It to be boring.
Yes.
Because if it's not boring, things like what happened to Wealthy happen.
Yes.
But we support Wealthy doing a thing.
But the Vons, do you want to do a day of brewing?
Well, that depends on if it would stunt anybody else's day. Oh,
no, Vons? It's not going to take all day. It's your standard, you're preparing stuff.
Vons did collect shit from the goo monster.
Yeah. However, there is enough stuff in this kitchen that you can make one day's worth of concoctions, all of your slots that you can usually do, and it will just be covered.
Ooh, nice.
It's a one-time free refresh of your potion supply.
Oh, he's needed that, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so nice of you.
We can probably hand wave this, because it would take me a minute on my sheets.
Yeah, so just know that you have however many slots you normally prepare a day and can do whatever with it.
Okie dokies, yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to uncross some stuff on my my chart.
Bonds just makes 12 glues, and that's it.
It's all glue.
Glue the world back together. All right. So, Bonds does some brewing. Grix, who do you have in your arm today?
Oh, today would be... I'm trying to mix it up.
Hey, what happens if Vons makes invisible glue?
Hurl. Hmm.
It doesn't stick quite as well, and it's water soluble.
I have loaded it with message.
All right. Jesse and Grix, you do have some time while Vons is brewing. You can explore the witch's hut. You can go back to the cave and poke around the urn or the treasure or whatever, or you can do something else. What would you like to do?
You so hard.
Yeah, I just like don't. Sorry, like I don't have any thoughts on like things I want to do because I just want to find Wealthy. I just want to get Wealthy back.
Grix, make an intelligence check.
Jesse paces.
Unless you had an idea. I don't want to cut you off from
it. I kind of do.
Okay, but what's your idea?
Okay. First things first, I want to try to do humanoid finding using the urn.
To see if you can find Aegis?
Yeah. I don't know if this will count, because I don't know what's considered a humanoid in this game. But he had a face and arms and a torso.
Well, which time for me to look some stuff up.
Humanishoid. Humanoidish.
Humanoidy.
Well, I know that the swamp monster was not humanoid.
Well, yes.
Well,
and I know that because accurate. I get an additional bonus to damage against humanoids and giants. And that was not a human.
Was the skeleton it was built on humanoid?
Oh, impossible to say.
Humanoid is its own type within the Castles and Crusades setup. Yeah, it does not work. You figure that it probably doesn't count as humanoid for the purposes of the spell.
Okay. Next up. No, I don't have anything else right now, actually.
I'll make that roll,
like you said. Intelligence 21. 22.
Okay, so... Just so you know, you remember that genies probably qualify as extraplanar creatures, and so that's why it wouldn't work. And then, more importantly, you remember that on the second floor of the witch's hut is a library and or scroll storage. And so that is a potential resource for you to dig around and find things, possibly about Aegis or other resources.
Oh, you have Kindness is always talking about like having to like copy spells and how expensive it is. And then every time she gets a bonus at work, she's like, oh, I better go buy some like paper and like ink so I can, you know, get more spells. I wonder if like there's ink and parchment here, you know, like I wonder if there's like any of it like that you could use.
Probably. Yeah. Let's scavenge.
Okay.
Sure.
Do a hunty.
Int or wisdom for each of you. Dealer's choice. Well, player's choice.
I got an 18 wisdom on a prime.
Okay.
14 int prime.
Okay. Jesse, you have become well acquainted with the sort of inks and paper needed for spell transcription, and you find both in moderate supply. It would certainly be enough for basically several spells. If you start transcribing a lot of them, I will roll to determine exactly how many levels worth of spell. Grix, you run into the same issue that Wealthy did, where a lot of these scrolls are not in your particular language. Because you don't have comprehend languages as a spell, right?
I do not, no. I have read magic,
if you cast that, you know, you would be able to read any scrolls or whatever that you find.
Right. I guess that's worth something. It's also not like we come across a lot of magic shit I have to read most days anyway. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Tell me the magic words.
You go and you cast read magic and are quickly flipping through scrolls, and there is all sorts of stuff. But one thing in particular catches your eye.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like whoever owned this hut, you think they were probably either... They were some sort of arcane caster, a wizardy type. Although, you would guess more witchy, in part, because the way God keeps narrating it, they keep using the term witch. But you do find that it looks like this person did a lot of spellcraft, including spells for different people.
Okay.
And illusionists can't normally do comprehend languages, but you find a scroll that is just that. It's an illusionist version of comprehend languages. It's a level 2 spell instead of level 1. And make another intelligence check.
Hang on, let me write this down first.
Yeah.
Because I will forget this, and this is very useful. This is definitely going in the spell book. Okay. Another intelligence, you said?
Yeah.
15 plus 9... 15 plus 10, 25. 25.
All right. So, looking at this and knowing what you know about... Man, 25 is a good roll. So, you're copying this over, right? That was your plan?
It will be. I don't have... I mean, do I have time to do that right now? How long does that take?
Yeah.
That takes days, right?
Probably, but what else are you doing? You could at least look it over and
looking
be like...
for genie shit?
That's fair.
Yeah, okay. Sure, I'll get started on it some, but I'm going to take my time on it because wealthy is the more pressing concern.
Yeah, this is mostly just you examining it closely then, but okay. As preparation for transcribing it later, because you have to fully understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the new shiny thing. Wealthy's more important, sure, but I am a little excited about the new shiny thing.
It is even shinier because with that 25, you realize that you bet comprehend languages would work inside the crystal in your arm as a... thing that is stored and used throughout the day. And you figure out there would need to be a tweak. So illusion magic is often involves the manipulation of the mind, including reading minds, right?
Uh-huh.
You think that if you find someone who knows a language, comprehend languages as a spell works for all languages instantly, hooray. If you find someone who knows the language you're looking for, you think you could tweak this spell to essentially, from their mind, copy that language over into the crystal on your arm so it's usable later on.
So I can store a language at a time.
You think you could store about 3 per crystal.
Whew. But I'd have to keep that spell in there as the spell.
Probably, yes.
I mean, that sounds better than light every day. That's, yeah.
Yes. You can also collab with your friends to see if there's something they can do to kind of bridge the gap between comprehend languages and other versions of this, and other spells that you might have cast. It's not completely locked out if you don't use it necessarily.
Sweet.
But yeah, so that's available too. You would just need to find a creature that knows the language.
Sweet. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jesse.
Yes.
So you were searching around and you searched through the library and found ink and paper. Did you also want to just take some time to search the rest of the house a little bit? See if there's anything useful to scavenge around?
Yeah, sure. Yes, definitely. And I think I'll on purpose take Yaba with me.
Okay. In that case, roll another search roll for the upper floor and add a D6 because you got Yaba with you. You can use wisdom for this one.
Well, I only rolled a 1 on the D6, but I got a 25 total besides that on my wisdom, which is a prime.
That's pretty good. All right. So you find there are more, books and documents in the bedroom area. You also find jewelry and clothing. Some of it's better preserved than others. It's all been here for a long time, but it's been very carefully taken care of.
Okay.
That said, Yaba kind of draws your attention to, in a small wooden box with a slide off lid, you find a pendant. It is very simple. It is a couple of feathers and some beads tied together on just a leather string, cord.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. Is it magic?
It dings in what seems to be an affirmative fashion.
Oh, sorry, I can't touch it. And I close the box again.
It makes a sad ding.
I'm sorry, but I just don't. I don't personally fuck with magic, so sorry. But you're cool. I mean, I like you. You're cool, but I'm not gonna touch the pendant.
It makes an accepting ding before sadly tumbling away.
I feel sad, but I also know myself. And I trust my wife more than I trust the feather ball, so...
What? Why?
What has the feather ball ever done to lead you astray?
I mean, I guess nothing, but, like, that's not justification to... That's not justification for anything.
So Jesse has a pretty hard and fast rule. I thought it was about touching magic weapons, not all magic, but...
I mean... Weapons are, you know, weapons can be a lot of different things.
That's fair.
I think is what Jesse is thinking. Like, yes, the magical sword was more obviously a weapon, but Jesse doesn't know what this pendant would do.
You're gonna say you're at least going to take it with you inside the box?
I'll take it with me inside the box, and I will deliver it to Grix.
Fair enough.
Hey, so Yaba showed me this, and she, like, gives him the box and, like, slides it open.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yaba also said it's, like, magic or whatever.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah. I'm not touching it.
Valid.
I appreciate that you, like, are cool with that thing where I won't.
I mean, it might get frustrating at some point. I'm not going to lie. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I feel like Wealthy's already pretty fucking annoyed with me about it. So, like, I appreciate your, like, chill. Being a chill bro.
Yeah, fair. Thank you. I will look at the necklace. Pendant.
It's pendant. You're pretty sure it's magic.
Sweet.
Do you want to put it on, or are you just going to?
I don't like to put on things we haven't identified.
There's
yet.
No obvious indication of its function.
Sure. I'm going to leave it alone, though, but I will put it in my pocket.
Okay. Bond.
Yes?
You're chopping, you're boiling, you're doing all those things you do, and then you look, and on the counter... safely away from sources of flame, there's a very droopy feather ball.
Why do you have to be such an asshole to me?
How's it going?
Melancholic ding.
God, I feel like talking to this thing is like talking to Trolley from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I was gonna say Bit from Tron, but you know,
I mean, that's not wrong either.
As you keep working, Vons, it looks curious and starts perking back up. Because you're making cool things.
You want some of this goo I got here? Is that what you're after? I don't think it's good for you. Not yet.
a ringing sound that seems to indicate a polite decline of your offer. It just seems to be kind of looking, following along. Occasionally, if you start reaching for something that's far away, it'll push it over to you. Like, it's just hanging out.
Okay. Yeah.
So you guys have your morning.
Good fetch. Okay. Stay there.
I wish we could figure something out about the genie and Wealthy.
Well, that's exactly what you say to a genie. The whole I
you
wish
want
thing.
To search the library specifically for genie stuff.
Well, yeah, but I can't read anything, so yes.
That's fair. All right.
So, I mean, yeah, I look for genie stuff as much as I possibly can.
Okay. Roll another intelligence check and roll a d6 and subtract that from your overall total.
I'll also look specifically for, like, things that might have, I don't know, pictures?
Yeah, for you, wisdom check, subtract the d6.
Well, that's a -1 on the die.
Well, I got a nat 20, so I don't know how this counts exactly, but I rolled a nat 20, plus 10 is 30, minus 2 is 28.
All right, Jesse. Grix is trying to puzzle through things, just having the hardest time. And then you see you see, it's kind of tucked away, but you find a heavy-bound book. It's not locked or anything. This is just a very solid old book, even among the stuff that's here. Like, most things here are scrolls and relatively delicate. This, someone went through the trouble of, like, binding between heavy wooden covers. And as you start looking through it, it looks like this maybe has been contributed to over the years by various people. You notice the handwriting changing, and it's all kind of mixed together. And it is full of images of various creatures. And you see one that looks a lot like Aegis.
Oh, shit. I found him. And I, like, bring it over and kind of, like, you know, not, like, slam it on the desk, but, you know, like, it lands with a thunk on the desk.
Yeah. An attention-grabbing thunk.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're being, like, Buffy.
Yeah.
Find the demon.
Well, funny you should say that, because as part of that wisdom check and flipping through this thing, Aegis is sure hanging out with a lot of nasty-looking characters on the surrounding pages, although you don't know the organizational method, so maybe he's just got an unfortunate spot in the alphabet.
Or, you it's know, in alphabet. The in the chronology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe it's this one awesome guy fought all these really bad dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
I guess this is him.
Oh, hey.
I'd like to also, look through and see if I can find the swamp monster also.
You do find it as well.
Oh, cool. That's it.
Yeah, and there's a couple of, for both of them, next to them, there's a number of entries that appear to have some sort of dating system. Again, the handwriting's changing, and, you know, the characters that you're pretty sure the date are changing. So it looks like a couple of people have kind of added personal notes over time for both of these creatures. In addition to the standard kind of block of information that each of these pages has about whatever creature is depicted.
Cool. It'll be cool when you figure out how to do that spell.
Yeah.
For us to know what the fuck is going on.
So maybe I should focus on that, huh?
I mean, you know, you do you, man. I'll just go outside and train or whatever.
Sure. But I feel like someone should be continuing the research part and the looking part.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much more we're going to find, because right. I feel like I did a really weirdly good job of looking that time.
Yeah, fair and valid. Okay. Okay. I'll set to work on learning that spell.
Yeah.
I will go outside and swing my sword around and pick up rocks and throw them.
All right.
Go break pots.
Yeah. So
don't attack the chickens.
And practice with my practice with my bow.
Yeah. You have a little training montage. Show that you're keeping up the practice.
Eye of the Tiger plays.
Yes. And Grix, you start copying things over, and Vaughn's you
actually
done a potion.
I'm curious if this featherball knows anything. Hey, do you know anything about interdimensional spells?
It makes a confused noise and kind of cocks to one side.
Which side?
It's right.
Okay. From now on, do the right for yes and the left for no. And I'll ask again.
How do you indicate yes and no besides verbally? Because you two don't share a language necessarily.
Oh, so I'm not certain that it knows what I'm saying. So right. I'm just going to talk louder.
That seems on brand.
No.
So do like that for yes, and the other way for no. Do you know any of the interdimensional spell? And he's like, as he says interdimensional, he's like trying to help him visualize it by moving his paws in ways.
And then he throws out understand in orc, and it's just totally super racist.
Oh, God. Vaughn, roll a charisma check, because there's no gesture skill in this game.
A charisma check. Okay, I'm still level 9, right?
I hope so.
Okay. God, if you've somehow lost levels.
So 12 plus 8 is 20.
Not a prime. You think you probably got, after, you know, talking some more and testing some stuff, you think you got yes or no across? You think interdimensional travel might be too complex an idea.
He starts illustratively dropping things down the sink. And then pointing
to
the plumbing.
There's indoor plumbing?
There might be a drainage tub that could be taken out and tossed. But yeah,
fair enough.
Mostly just looks concerned. You think it's a feather ball.
And there's a window. I'm sure you tried tossing stuff out that too.
You give it your level best, but you certainly don't get a lot of specifics out of it. And I think you just can't quite get you start to piece together, because you're pretty sharp. You think that you may have accidentally taught it that interdimensional travel means throwing things.
Sweet.
I'm just going to slowly write down this thing's vocabulary.
Okay, yeah. Well, we went from a spreadsheet simulator to a vocabulary simulator. That's nice. It's what is it? It's Mavis Beacon.
Yeah.
It's Vaughn's teaches type. No, not typing.
What's the tablet one?
Uniform.
Cuneiform, yeah.
Yeah, and semaphore. We're going to learn some semaphore here.
Sweet. All right. So, but you're giving it your best, and Jesse, you're out there exercising. And
Rosetta Vaughns. That's what I was looking for. There we go. Sorry.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a good episode title. Hate it.
Anyway, so Jesse, you're outside. You're training. You're throwing some rocks, building up a nice sweat. It feels good. And then you hear Vaughns talking loudly and slowly and keep seeing things eject out the windows at random intervals.
I don't ask any questions.
That's a fair approach.
He's said and done a lot of fucking weird things. And, you know, as long as he's not talking about, like, you know, murdering anyone, I feel pretty okay just letting him do whatever he's doing. Because I don't know how to make potions. Clearly, he has to do something to make the magic happen.
Jesse's really figuring out the part.
She's not wrong.
But all right. Meanwhile, Wealthy.
Yep.
Holding this magic lamp is bored.
And it's cold. It's probably foggy because it's the redwood, so.
Yeah, there's really some fog rolling in, and it is pretty chilly out here.
And you know what? I could have a little bit of PTSD about fog, because fog generally means the corrupted creatures are going to be following along soon. So maybe I'm a little nervous.
I'm sure it's fine. Wealthy, make a constitution check, please.
Oh, God. That's not too bad. 25.
That's, in fact, really good. Okay, you managed to not blow out your night vision as one of these other car things you've heard about, but quite a bit larger and colored black, goes and rolls up near where you are pulled off to the side of the road and has its high beams on, which you would mostly just go, wow, that's really bright. Fuck this. I hate it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Frymeath looks up and curses and then starts moving very quickly.
Okay. That's a little scary.
Pops the trunk. You see two people are starting to get out of that vehicle.
Oh, God, are we going to be accosted by weed dealers?
Weed dealers?
I was certain I heard
California
weed dealers.
In the late 90s?
In
the middle of the forest in the mountains?
There are also four people, and they're all wearing all black, which I'm sure is fine.
I'm sure it's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah.
Even
no one's concerned at all.
No, I have no reason to be concerned at all. This looks, since nobody around here wears all black.
Yeah. Frymeath wrenches open the trunk faster. Well, I guess it was open probably because you were getting the, you know, tire out. Hits the, basically there's the, you know, pop-up trunk door and hits the bottom of the door. A compartment that you didn't think was there opens up and it has some weird shaped pieces of metal in it.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to assume that these are weapons. I'm going to reach into my cloak and pull out my wand of magic missile. Work in this world.
You'd have to try it to find out.
Well, I'm not going to do anything until I see that they definitely are weapons, but that's what I'm thinking is going on.
All right. Frymeath looks down at you and holds up one of these. One of the smaller pieces of metal and says, you don't know how to use this, do you?
I don't even know what that is. I'm terribly sorry.
Great. Tucks it into the back of his waistband, and the people that are approaching have much larger weird pieces of metal.
Oh, God.
And are spreading out in a way that you know one might use to surround somebody.
Oh, no.
They're coming to help you with your tire.
And Frymeath just looks down at you and says, and now we are going to run.
Okay. I can do that, and I'm going to does he signal away a particular place to go? Direction?
Starts dragging you towards the woods.
Okay.
Get your feet under you, you know.
Okay.
The people that were approaching cautiously start yelling.
Okay.
And right as you tear into the woods, you see a different vehicle.
Oh, no!
Go and kind of skid to a stop behind the bigger vehicle.
Is this one black as well?
It's navy blue.
Oh, God.
And it's closer in size to Frymeath's car.
Okay.
Is it shiny?
It's not shiny at all, actually. It looks very... Well, you don't know a lot about, you know, whatever the fuck these car things are, but The one that pulls up has the vibe much more of a regularly used machine than anything brand new.
Okay.
But you don't get a chance to look at much more because you're running off into
the
woods.
I'm running.
All right. So this is going to be, shockingly, a chase sequence. Basically, you're going to be running through the woods. I need you to note down, I'm porting this from a system that I made once that is not designed for audio-only play, so there's going to be a little bit of awkwardness, and I apologize.
Okay.
But basically, I need you to write down a quick list labeled assists that's going to have four entries.
Okay.
And the entries are going to be Gex, Frymeath, Mystery A, and Mystery B.
Okay.
So what these are going to do is they are, this is going to be a skill challenge. You're going to be trying to get through various routes here. If you fail, you go a different way than if you succeed. If you fail three times, these folks that are chasing you catch up to you.
Ah, okay.
Or you make it to the end and you get out.
Okay. And since we all know how notoriously unlucky I am with my dice, this ought to go well.
The assists
uh-huh.
will either allow you a reroll or remove the negative consequence of failure. I'll just kind of be making the call as it goes.
Okay.
But you can only use each of them once.
Okay.
And you can't actually use Mystery B yet. I will tell you when it is available.
Okay. I can do that.
Anybody else get the feeling that Ian was trying to sell this chase sequence engine this whole time?
It's from an old game I made called Nautilus, which I really enjoyed. And I don't know. It's a fun chase sequence engine. But yeah, so going to present you options. You're going to do a skill check. We move on from there.
Okay.
Three failures, you're out. So you're running into the woods.
Patter, patter, patter.
Gex is galumphing next to you, and Gexes are not made to move very quickly, as most lizards are not made to move very quickly, or at least not in a way that doesn't look awkward. But he's grabbing along as best he could. Frymeath is trying to keep an eye on you and the people chasing you. And Wealthy, you hear what sure sounds like a small crack of an explosion, and a tree next to you just... there's an explosion of bark. As okay. something small hits it very fast.
Okay, do I veer away from it?
Well, you got some options for how you want to get away from all of it.
Okay.
So, as you're running and you're looking around, it's late, but the sun's down, but there's still a little bit of light left above the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, your dusk vision thing from being a halfling is working. You see that there's a couple ways you can go. One, you can just try to run faster than these guys do. Two, you see basically several large rocks to the point that it's almost a small hill off to one side.
Uh-huh.
That you think if you could scramble up and over it, it would be hard for other people to follow you. Or you see a gully going down to your left, down into parts unknown, but that gets, you know, nice and dark and even more thickly wooded than the rest of this.
I will take the rock gully, the rock pile.
All right, you go for the rock pile. I need you to make a strength check, please.
Strength is zero. Okay, so... oh, God. That is 15.
On not a prime?
On not a prime.
That will not succeed. Would you like to use one of your assists, or do you want to save it?
I'll use one of my assists.
Okay, which one do you use?
Let's go with Mystery A.
All right. So, you figure out who probably showed up in that extra car.
Oh, God. Who probably showed up in that extra car?
Because you hear two people yelling to each other in a way that does not sound like the nicely organized people. And a tall fox folk and a relatively standard-sized human woman kind of tumble out of the woods on top of you. And it's those people who were trying to get into your hospital room earlier.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Our car. The FBI originally. You should get out of here.
I'm running!
The tall fox folk... goes and does the, you know, interlace fingers, gives you a boost up onto the rock.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saved from a failure there. And the woman helps Frymeath and Gex can climb walls. So...
yeah, he shouldn't have any problem.
All right, so you guys are up there. The fox folk shouts that they'll try to lead them away. And you hear at least the fox folk, you know, running off in a different direction and yelling.
Okay, and I'm looking around for Frymeath.
Frymeath is up there with you.
Oh, okay, good.
You got up. And, all right, so you've made it over the top.
All right.
And you are now faced with the backside of this, which is a steep slope covered in, it's a slope of, like, scree. It's hard rock covered in small pebbles and sand and all that fun stuff.
Okay.
Which is hard to get down controlled, especially when one of your legs is artificial, so it's hard to use it for balance in the same way. I need you to make a dex check to slide on down this and keep on going.
Okay. Good God. 16 on a prime.
All right. Wealthy, you start trying to carefully slide down and you start losing your footing and you're going to start tumbling. This will be a failure. You can burn another assist or you can just accept the negative consequence. The negative consequence is not terrible.
I will take the negative consequence.
Okay.
Which I was going to take before you said it wasn't going to be terrible.
So. Well, I rolled incredibly low, so you only take 2 damage.
Oh, yay. Was I back up? I was all the way back up. Yay.
I rolled 2d6. You took 2. That does count as a failure, but you have made it to the bottom of the slope just in time. To kind of, as you get to the bottom, you see one of these black clad figures clearing the top and kind of blocking out some of the stars from your point of view, which is, it's really hard to see them. And the light is almost completely gone.
Okay. I get my leg up underneath me and I take off into the woods.
Okay. You take off, you go through some sparse trees and you end up at a big wide river.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. How wide is it?
Probably 100 feet across here, but it doesn't look very deep.
Okay.
You think you could
wait? Does it look like it's running fast?
No, it looks like you've kind of hit a wide, slow part of the river.
Okay. Okay, then I'm gonna start making my way across.
Making our way.
Okay, make another dexterity check.
Okay, that's marginally better. This is a strength check or a dex check?
Dexterity. Or, wait, reading. It's strength, sorry.
Then that is an 18.
Okay. You get slowed down by the river. That is a failure.
Of course it is.
Which would put you up to 2.
I will take the negative consequences.
Okay. That just clocks up a failure. Basically, you get across. It's not a problem, but you're having trouble getting your footing on the smooth river rocks. And as you finish getting across, it is now capital N night.
Mm-hmm.
It is dark. There is only a tiny sliver of a moon, and it's getting hard to get through the forest.
Okay.
But you plunge into more deep forest. And it is a forest dark and deep, and I need you to make a wisdom saving throw against the fear that is clenching your heart.
And remind me, how I save again?
It's
just add the level?
It's basically a standard wisdom check.
Okay.
Unless you have anything special for saves.
Nope. 17 plus 9 is 26.
Against fear? She's a halfling, as she tells us all the time.
Is this fear? Then yes, I have.
It is fear, yes.
I'm good against fear. That's plus 2 on saving throws. So, oh, yay, 28.
This is why we refer to them as savings.
So, Wealthy, you're running through these woods fast as you can. Frymeath is kind of, he's whispering to you as he does this. He's kind of dropping behind to scout, you know, keep an eye behind you guys. And you hear occasional more of those loud bangs from where he went. And then he catches back up. He's got longer legs than you, so it's taking the opportunity to drive off some people. But you go, and for a split second, you lose track of Gex, you lose track of Frymeath, and the fog around you is glowing in moonlight that doesn't seem to be there.
Uh-oh.
You get very cold, break out in, you know, goosebumps.
Uh-huh.
But you let that cold fear wash over you, and you're reminded of a certain time next to a certain lake.
Uh-huh.
But when you feel something tug on the magic in you, you tug on it instead.
Okay.
You can now use all of whatever you last prepared for cantrips and level 1 spells.
Level 1, cool.
As you yank some magic into you.
Hmm.
Cool. Also, make a wisdom check.
That's a 12.
All right. I don't know exactly what happened, but you can now use Mystery B, should you wish. That assist is now unlocked.
Yeah, let's go ahead and use Mystery B.
You don't need to use it yet. It's available.
Oh, okay.
When something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You burst out of this dark woods and you are at a place with a wide dirt paths. You see a campfire or two down the, sure seems like a road from where you are. And Frymeath is kind of wheeling around and says, okay, we just need to find the exit, and points you off in a direction. And it's probably that way.
I trust Frymeath. I will take off in that direction.
Make an intelligence check, please, to just navigate through this area as quickly as possible.
19.
On a prime.
On a prime.
You succeed. All right. So you go and you're running, and you're running along this kind of main road area, sticking close to the trees so you have some cover. You're warming back up from that chill in the woods, and you know, it's cold tonight, but you're pretty well heated up from just running in general.
Like, yeah.
And you feel pretty damn good, honestly, for how much running you have just done. And you stumble, well, you burst into a campsite along with Frymuth and Gex, where two figures sit next to a fire near their large motorized vehicle. Hey, Grix and Vons of this universe.
Oh my god!
Yeah, bro.
Gonna go on a nice, relaxing camping trip. It's gonna be fine. This person you were pretty sure is across the country, your friend Wealthy, has a burst into your campsite, is missing a leg, also your friend's grandfather, who you probably don't like.
How long we been camping?
Is here. This is like your second night.
How long you been drinking?
Oh, yeah, like that's the question.
All day.
It's getting pretty late at night. You are
pretty toasted.
Wealthy, Vons, there's all these thin metal cans crushed around.
So,
here.
Well, no. Hold on. Vons looks at Wealthy, blinks, and then shakes the keg next to him to see how much is left.
It's pretty damn close to empty, my dude.
Okay, so I'm going to the bathroom, I think.
Oh no, not enough for you, Wealthy. What are you doing here? And
And I stop like in my tracks. Vons? Gex? Vons? Grix?
Who's Gex?
Gex, not Gex. And Gex comes lumbering in behind me.
I quickly
and I
throw
go,
the.
That's Gex.
I look at Mr. Mafe and Wee, and I quickly throw the roach joint into the fire.
Yes. Yes.
He just gives you this level look and says, I truly do not care. Also, Mr. Mafenwee's holding a pistol, which is not something you've normally seen. And looks like he's just run through the woods in a suit. Oh. And Wealthy looks like she's just run through the woods in a fresh spring collection.
Everything all right?
No, we're being chased.
We need to commandeer your vehicle.
Oh.
It's not my van.
You should probably come with us. In case the people that are chasing us decide that you seeing us was a problem.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys need to come with us. How did you get here?
Oh, I guess you're not on the newsletter list right now, with being all the way over there and stuff, but...
What?
Yeah, we drove.
Like, but, you're like Aerosene, aren't you? Well, okay.
We told everybody about this.
You guys need to do what Mr. Mafenwee says.
Oh. Aren't you on Facebook?
What?
Huh?
Facebook like just came out at most.
Oh, sorry, MySpace. Aren't you on MySpace?
She's at Georgetown.
I'm at Georgetown. I'm probably well aware of Facebook.
Mm.
One of the branches above you just explodes in a shower of splinters and is separated from the tree and falls down
okay,
into your campsite.
Oh fuck! Okay, okay.
I'm
grab
sober.
The beer. Let's go.
All right.
Okay, I'm sober.
If they're shooting at me, I'm sober.
Yeah. You all pile in to Grix's sweet ass van, which I think has a name and I do not remember it.
Oh, God.
Oh, maybe I can find it.
Did it? I feel like it would have.
No, I don't see it.
Is this the van that is this the same car that I was in when I woke up?
Yeah, you are in a metal box.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
It's like just my favorite cold open of most things. It's so good.
I'm so proud of that.
You're in a metal box.
And I don't know what the hell.
You were so confused. It was amazing. Sorry. I love it so much.
I do love that episode.
Yeah, everyone's going to want to listen to that Halloween episode I referenced earlier.
I loved how much Aaron was for that episode going, Kelly is so freaked out.
Just like,
it's a very good episode, dear listener. We'll link it in the description.
Please.
But all right. So, Grix.
Yeah.
You're sober.
In.
And also, it's your car and you have the keys. So, you probably have ended up behind the wheel.
Yeah. So, I climb up on the Apple box and strap on the short round Indiana Jones style driving shoes. And, I flip on the tape. Oh God, what's playing? What would this world's bricks be into?
Why do I think it should be Inagata DeVita?
Yeah, I was thinking like some,
you
know.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Which like, is not Inagata DeVita.
No. But like, you know, the epic rock that's bordering on metal.
Power ballads.
Yeah, power ballads.
lot of journey.
Or Southern
Rock. A lot of journey.
Yeah.
Well, if you can do that, Styx. I mean.
Yeah, Styx is much better.
All right, your Styx cassette tape starts playing automatically because you have not been able to get the tape deck to stop having the play button depressed. It'll eject cassettes. It'll rewind. It'll fast forward. It will not pause or stop. You have to get to the end.
Sounds
about tape deck mechanically do that? Sure, why not?
All right.
I feel like that's what all of our tape decks and the bands we had growing up did.
Yeah.
And I floor it.
All right, you floor it. Great. So are you cross-faded or were you just stoned?
What?
Were you both stoned and drunk or were you just stoned?
I was probably just stoned. I think Vons is the more drinker.
But Vons, you know, offers his nozzle to Kelly.
To who?
Oh, sorry. Wealthy. Yes. Vons just passes her the nozzle to his keg.
In the van? Some?
And I have no idea what to do with this.
Wait, the keg is in the van? We put the keg back in the van?
Oh, yeah, he totally grabbed the keg on the way out.
Yeah, Vaughn's just, you know, tossed the keg into the van, like, as he was piling in. My man's got priorities.
All right.
Well, there's no way he's going to let the Phoebes have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all right.
So I'm at some sort of disadvantage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make a dexterity check and subtract a d4 from your result, because you do also have a lot of adrenaline going, which is helping.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
What kind of check is this?
Dexterity.
Dexterity. 19.
All right.
Not prime.
Not prime. And you included your d6 already? Or d4, rather. Sorry.
Subtract the d4. Yes. Yes, yeah. I subtracted the d4.
All right. Grix, this was not how you planned your evening to go. You also hadn't pulled the van in super well to do this. You definitely smash a headlight out on the picnic table as you try to pull a quick turn.
Yeah.
An 80s van. Not built for this, but you tear off on out of the park. Luckily, there's like no traffic. You plow through the, there's a little park ranger thing with the, what are they called? The dropping wood things that block the road. They have a real name.
Barricade?
Yeah.
But I mean, like there's certainly a barricade.
Little drop down arm barricade. You just smash through that because it's cinematic, damn it.
Like a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smash right through the checkpoint. There's a protest behind you by some nerd in khakis and a big hat. I love the Park Service. I'm sorry. And
Ranger Smith's going, that damn bear.
Yep. It's just, it's the third time this month that bear's gone and broken the fucking thing. But yeah, you smash on through and you tear out down onto the highway. And Wealthy, you think you are safe for now.
I hope so. What is this rank smell?
Sorry.
I believe it to be a combination of marijuana and these two not having showered for at least a day.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
And, all of that running and, lifting.
You ran 15 feet.
I'm so out of shape.
All right. We drive off.
All right.
Okay. We're driving.
Yeah. Drive off into
where are we going?
Primeath just says north on an interstate as soon as you can.
And I turn to Mr. Mafenway. I turn to Frymeath and I say, what the hell was that?
I may have irritated some people by letting you leave the hospital.
Like who?
Not Dr. Baker. I want to be clear. So I used to belong to a governmental organization, well, unofficial, that managed magical incursions and supernatural incursions into our world. People are not particularly well ready for them. We felt it was best to be managed.
You're a man in black? I'm not. That's Kelly speaking. That's not Wealthy.
What would Wealthy say? What would Wealthy's equivalent term be? Like, how are you responding to this so far?
I don't think Wealthy has any reason. There's no cultural touch point for what he's describing for Wealthy. I would have thought that somebody like Vaughn would go, you're a man in black? But, that's why that's why Kelly said it, not Wealthy.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think Wealthy is listening attentively.
Yeah. And Grix and Vons, you can jump in too. You can hear this conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Vons is listening kind of.
I'm focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Grix is doing the really intense, like,
I'm not
100%. I need to be 100% right now.
I'm driving. I am driving on purpose.
I am not stoned. I am driving well.
I'm not even blinking.
And that is not a problem.
It's been like 7 minutes.
Oh, God.
Now I'm just imagining Grix doing the thing that some blizzards do and just casually licking his eyeballs to moisturize.
Nope. We're dryballing it.
Oh,
wow,
God.
That's terrible.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no. Oh, I really wish that that phrase had not entered the lexicon of this show.
And yet, here we are.
Yet, here we are.
But all right. So, I recently retired from said organization due to a fallout over opinions on methods.
What do you want to bet he, that Aristique?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you want to bet Aristique is still working? And that's who he had to fall out with. Because that bitch, man. Man, that fucking bitch.
A constant, never universe. I still had friends in the organization. I still have some resources, but they still let me into the club, as it were. But my goodwill was running short, and apparently this has tilted it over the edge. But whatever you have going on inside you is probably quite dangerous.
Oh, and they're there to stop me from... What were they planning on doing with me?
Probably taking to you a black site and experimenting on you.
What's a black site?
Does your world have places that the government uses that it won't admit exists?
I mean, we all pretty much suspect they do.
How would we know?
Vons is pretending not to listen.
Also, this is the Grix of this world.
Yeah.
Well, if the Grix of this world is the kind to just... Like, Grix from our world loves Vons, and we hang out all the time. I would not go camping with Vons. Like, just the two of us. I would go camping with Vons and other people, but that's a little too much Vons.
Right?
Too concentrated.
Yeah.
I'll go hang out at the bar.
There's enough Vons to go around. You want to spread that guy out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had a high school friend like that.
I think the Grix of this world is a little more out there.
I ended up in something that might have been that, and I didn't react well to it. I told somebody that I might be a pathological liar in the presence of authority figures, so it's probably best that I don't get caught.
For a second, well, this was Kelly Deep Lore.
Really, yeah, I thought that was you. That wasn't...
What do you mean? She did the voice so well.
Yeah, it's on me, for sure.
Sorry, I love you, Kelly.
So you were just saying the Grix of this world would hang out with Vons more.
Yeah, I think Grix is a little more out there, a little more, I mean, I drive a 80s panel van.
Yeah.
Like,
please tell me there's a picture of a wizard riding a dragon on it.
I don't believe there was.
I thought there was a picture of
a
wizard.
Was there? I don't remember now.
I think if there wasn't before, you're older. You're like,
that's true.
You're like 6 months older. Maybe you saved up and got a fucking rad ass.
Hey, you saw some weird ass shit that night.
Yeah.
God, like, wizard riding a dragon is like the exact vibe of this Grix.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that, yeah, that's painted on the side, right?
It's gotta be.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Yeah.
I'm just
okay.
Saying.
Yeah. Canon.
Yeah. But all right, so Wealthy, I'm sorry, what did you say? Basically, the last time you went to one of those places, it was bad.
Yeah, I have a problem with authority figures and lying, so it's probably best that I don't get caught.
I would also like you to not get caught, because they'll probably kill me if they catch both of us, so...
But what would they do to me? I mean, they'd kill me, wouldn't they?
Possibly not intentionally.
Or to study you.
That.
I want to go home. Can I go home now?
But wait, we're going north, though. I mean, that's isn't that more south?
We're going north. We need to get up to the greater Seattle area.
Wait, but Wealthy wants to go back home. Aren't her folks, like, over in Bend?
Oh, yes, you missed some details. Wealthy, would you like to enlighten Grix on why you are disoriented and, frankly, don't have a leg and are holding a piece of wood very threateningly?
Yeah, I was going to ask several of those questions, too. I forgot.
I'm missing a leg.
So I run Grix through what's going on.
Oh, you need to say the first sentence of that, though.
Yes.
How do you break that news? Can't just gloss over that.
Oh, God. How do I put
or
this?
Like the end of it.
Okay, so I'm not the Wealthy you think I am.
Oh.
I don't have to explain any more than that. Okay, good.
Oh, that again?
Everybody remembers this except me.
Do we remember it? Yes. We remember it. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. 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 No, that was a pleasure to see you again, I guess. Maybe. Uh-oh. That was a real bad time, though.
Yeah. We need to go retrieve the book that
I hate that book
confiscated from you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I wave my wand in their general direction. I say, this is a wand of magic missile. Does anybody play D&D in this?
I was going to say, that sounds like something from Satan's Game. Dragons. Except it's the 2000s, so D&D is more or less fine. It's just still super nerdy. You could be playing 3.0.
Yeah.
I don't know. 3.5 came out when I was in college.
Yeah.
It's the first one I played.
Now I'm trying to figure out if this world's Grix would be like a purist who insisted 3.0 was better than 3.5.
I feel like Wit is genuinely the best person to answer that question.
I don't know. I don't know that I want to push that direction for Grix.
That's fair. Grix has probably heard of Magic Missile at least. But yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Maybe Grix plays Magic the Gathering.
Maybe. Or like maybe I got the money for the van painting by selling items in EverQuest.
Yeah, that lands.
I had a friend who made bank doing that. He had a stupid amount of money. He bought a Jeep.
Jesus Christ.
In high school. Anyway. Okay. That's a wand of magic missile. I think Frymius got his own wand. I saw him packing that earlier.
Yes, what is that? And I gesture to the...
It's what's called a gun. Remember how I mentioned earlier how the motors of these vehicles run off small explosions?
Yes.
Frymius quickly unloads the gun and clears the chamber. So there are absolutely no bullets before he touches that trigger. And is still not pointing it at anybody, but, you know, probably holds up the bullet that was in the chamber and has now been ejected and says,
yeah, see, and we understand that you're doing proper gun etiquette. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. I also bet it would look really cool visually if this were a visual medium.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Alas.
the satisfying clicks.
Yeah, but yeah. This is called a bullet. The gun causes a small explosion, shooting out the piece of metal extremely fast.
Incidentally, that explosion
you heard was not the explosion of the bullet. It was the piece of metal breaking the sound barrier.
Okay, that's way faster than Vaughn's sandwich gun.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I love this version of Vaughn.
What is happening?
Vons is too drunk for this. Thank you.
The Vons that I know invented a sandwich gun. Theoretically, he can shoot other things, but mostly he just shoots sandwiches.
Is this like a Ron Popeil thing, or like is this some kind of a food process? What are what cold cuts?
Oh, so he's a sandwich artist then.
Cold cock your cold cuts.
What?
No, he's an alchemist.
You know, and that... him and half the subway workers I know.
Okay, well, that's fascinating. Look forward to hearing more about that.
Really, that's about all I know. I don't really understand the mechanical workings of it.
So we're gonna assault some sort of government base with one gun, one wand, and yeah.
The plan was to steal it, hopefully through social engineering and not need to fight anybody, but I suppose we'll see how it goes.
Free Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin Mitnick, this will be about that time. No?
Oh, what? Man.
hacker stuff. Never know more about it.
Sorry.
He was all about hacking through social engineering, not actual hacking.
Oh.
And he was just doing it for fun.
Oh, there's a handful of those, yeah.
Yeah. He was a speaker at a conference I went to. He was really cool.
Oh, the most recent Dark Web Diaries features a person named, I think, Rachel is what she goes by. Yeah, you just get into a plexiglass cube and make phone calls, talk to people. You'd be surprised how much data you can gather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So,
Ian, I have an idea for a thing that Jesse, if you want to do it at the end of the episode.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're about to wrap up because you guys are going to be driving for several hours. So what's up, Jesse?
So Jesse's been training and, you know, she kind of lets her mind wander as she's training. And like focuses mostly on her, you know, all of the forms of all of her weapons. And as she's doing that, she realizes, we haven't, like, Gex hasn't been here in a while. Gex? Gex?
Oh, God!
There's... Oh, no.
Gex?
You know?
Does
he said it three times.
Does Gex have any idea how dramatic the pauses between his name are before he appears?
I bet I know what happens. Aaron, roll a d20 for me and just tell me what you get.
Okay. 7.
All right. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Gex just suddenly conks out.
Gex! Are you okay?
Jesse, a few rotating sparkles appear in the air near you. Oh god, not this again.
Oh, is it Gex?
Kind of. I think I'm projecting.
Oh, weird.
And not in the emotional way.
What happened?
I went with Wendy.
Who's Wendy?
Dumping her in a field.
Oh, Wealthy.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. How are you? Where is she? So you've been with her? Is she okay?
I mean, for now, but we're being chased by these goons wearing all black, and they got these things called goons. Guns? Gunzels. I don't know.
Well, that sounds real fucked up, man. Are you, like, can you bring her back?
We're trying. I've only been there once, so we're still feeling it out, and last time it was honestly a little more straightforward, because there's not a lot of magic in this other world, so we're going to find the magic we used last time.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Well, like, can you come back when, you know, we know what's going on? Like, can you, like, come back when you need to? Or, like, wait, you were away. Why are you here now?
Really gotta stop telling people this. If you say my name 3 times in a row, I show up.
Oh.
An unfortunate side effect of certain things.
Mysterious things. Black box, how does the monster work things? Thanks for the update, man. Does like Wealthy have to like would Wealthy have to like call you back?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, crazy.
Last time this happened, Wealthy cast the spell to draw me into that world, much like I'm being drawn here. Or like I'm not fully here, but I can talk to you and stuff.
Oh no, I wasn't supposed to do magic.
It's okay.
Okay.
And then when she left that world, that spell essentially stopped, and so I popped back to our world.
Okay. But, Jesse already doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. She lost him immediately.
Basically, we're on another plane.
Uh-huh.
Magic stuff.
Have
it sort of happened
Aegis?
Automatically last time. No, he isn't with you?
No, he, like, fucked off in the middle of fighting the swamp monster. Because, like, he was getting killed. So, like, I guess that makes sense.
But he's still fucked off.
But, like, he's gone. And we've just been, like, waiting, you know? Yeah. Hey, like, what if I just, like, call you back, like, every, like, I don't know, half a day? You can tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we can try.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, fingers crossed, Wealthy lets, you know, calls you back or whatever, or like, you know, the spell. I shouldn't have done magic, though. Did I do magic? I should probably let Grix call you back next time. I'm sure he could do it. Or Vaughn's.
He sort of just took advantage of the inherent magic in our universe, kind of.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you accidentally, I did magic on you.
I want to roll an intelligence check.
Yeah.
That is a 6 on the die, 9 is 15, 17.
God, it's good to hear high level these days. Yeah, Gex is unconscious, but breathing.
Okay, and, then I'm going to go, okay, Gex.
Ah.
What the hell happened? You were here, but you fell unconscious.
Jesse called me, and it kind of did that thing that happened when you were here last time and you summoned me.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
How do you not remember this? How are you the only one that doesn't remember this?
Because as near as I can tell, I was experiencing a huge amount of trauma at the time.
Those light monsters probably remember.
Anyway, okay, so what did you find out from her?
Aegis apparently fucked off after almost getting killed fighting the thing that, you know, kind of points a snout at your arm.
Oh, well, that's not very cool.
I mean, Jesse seems pretty forgiving about it, so.
Well, Jesse's a very nice person.
Yeah, she's real worried she did magic by summoning me.
Well, she should probably let Grix do it next time.
I don't understand you people, but fine.
Otherwise, she'll worry about it, and she doesn't need the worry. I mean, I understand that it's in the inherent magic of the world, but she's got a thing against doing magic, and happiness told her not to, so we should respect her wishes.
Do you mean kindness?
What?
Yes.
What?
I remember people's names.
Isn't it happiness?
No.
Nope.
I don't remember.
I don't remember her wife's name.
Oh.
I've said it so many times. I talk about her constantly.
Happiness.
I talk about her more than anyone else. And I'm clearly obsessed with her.
Even more than with Hank.
Even more than with Hank. Even though she took Hank's last name.
I'm sorry, what is her loud name?
It's Kindness.
Kindness! God damn it, I was so close!
You were close, but it was very cute that you thought it was Happiness. I genuinely like it. I also think it's hilarious.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I keep making you laugh so hard and interrupt everything.
But yeah, so.
No, I don't remember anybody's name, so, you know.
I was just giving you a hard time, Wendy.
Okay. Did you guys make any arrangements for going back and can they summon you back into our world?
I mean, they can get me to kind of project as far as we can tell. We're in uncharted territory here, more or less for me. But Jesse was thinking she'd call out to me like every half day or whatever.
Oh, like okay. Report. Okay, that's good
to know.
You're
going to need to, you called me back, right?
Yes, I did call you back.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't know, if I go unconscious like that again, count to like 120 and then summon me back.
Okay.
I don't really got a way to signal.
No, you don't. You were just laying there like you were dead, but without being dead, you were unconscious.
I mean, it could have been asleep. I am a lizard. Sometimes we just look like that.
Well, you would know.
You would know best.
My bearded dragon just looked like she fell asleep drunk all the time. It was great.
Okay. Well, at least we can talk to each other, kind of let each other know what's going on. It didn't hurt you, did it?
Not that I can tell.
Okay.
Maybe it damaged my sparkling personality.
I don't think it had any effect on your personality.
I take that as a compliment.
Please do.
The other option is too depressing. But yeah, so at least we got a way to communicate.
So what happened? So I'm going to assume that Gex is going to tell us all about what happened with the incredibly long battle with Aegis.
Yeah,
Oh god, this
Grix
is about to get complicated.
How are Grix and Vaughn's feeling about the fact yeah. that there's this
talking lizard?
Talking lizard.
Well, that was heavy stuff we had.
That's some kush, man.
Uh-huh.
And probably not a hallucination.
That's what a hallucination would say, wouldn't it?
I mean, that's fair.
To be fair, it's still new that I can see him because he used to be invisible. Even in this world. How did you manage that in a world with very little magic?
I assume it's because the effect was already on me and it's kind of inherent to me.
Okay. So
and
you're
then, like,
supposed to be
invisible? Once I got dismissed, I couldn't get the magic back.
Okay. So if we were to call you, if you were to be present and we said Gex, you would appear in our world like you did in this world?
I mean, if we're both back there, like I would show up. But I wouldn't become visible, no.
But if you were present and we said Gex, and we said your name three times, would you become visible? Or do you just not become visible in our world?
I just usually don't become visible in your world.
Okay. And it just had something to do with being here that made you...
Yeah, you may have noticed you can't cast spells.
Well, I actually feel like I can, I'm going to go ahead and cast light on the tip of my wand. Yep, I can do that.
Grix.
Yep.
There's suddenly an incredibly bright light in your rearview mirror. Yes.
Inside the car.
Inside the car.
Nope, rude.
And I say, oh, I'm really sorry, and I extinguish it. So I have access to some magic. I'm not sure exactly what magic it is.
But, oh, that's wild. How? All right, a lot of questions. We'll get to that later. Just driving now.
You want some more beer?
No, driving now.
Oh.
Can I have his beer?
No, driving. No beer.
But no, there clearly is beer. He shakes the keg, mostly empty.
I legit thought she was happiness.
After Vons's keg shaking, Frymeath is just facepalm. You go to war with the army you have.
He would quote Rumsfeld, man.
God, he would so fucking quote Rumsfeld.
Man, that got so widely used. I don't think I realized it was a Rumsfeld quote. And
it's
sad.
It's a total Rumsfeld. Oh, God. When he said it, I swear to God, I went fucking ballistic. My mom was like, you need to calm down. I was like, yeah, okay. Anyway.
But all right.
May he rot in hell.
And on that cheerful note, unless any of the people in the van have something else they want to say or talk about, you all drive off into the night.
Yeah, Vons is just slowly pumping his keg.
Uh-huh. And Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse will go immediately inside when Gex disappears and be like, hey guys, I found Gex.
Oh yeah?
Is fucking crazy. And then I will explain to them what happened because I don't want to go back over it again.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And on that note, we'll call the episode there.
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @PrimeAttribute, and @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Aaron, would you like to do the recap?
Sure, yes. We had been fighting the swamp monster.
Some more.
Sometimes we call it the ooze monster. Sometimes we call it the venom monster because it reminds us of venom.
Similar to, but legally distinct.
Yes.
Very distinct.
So incredibly distinct. None of us want to fuck it is the main difference.
Side-eyeing Aaron, but
more than that.
I would say there's more than just me that would maybe fuck Venom.
Okay.
Tom Hardy. I'm not here to judge, but
Primary Attribute is a monster fucker positive podcast. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Ian's mom.
I mean, it is canon in Marvel.
Monsters.
It is literally canon in Marvel that Eddie Brock gets off on Venom being a scary thing that lives inside of him. And then Venom gets off on Eddie getting off. So it's all good fun. Anyway, back to the recap. So we were fighting. Better just start from here, honestly. That whole thing was stinger material.